Ever get that like clicking or popping in your jaw, or maybe some pain when you chew, or even just that feeling like things aren't quite lining up right down there? Well, you're definitely not alone. And today we're going to really dive deep into figuring out what might be going on and, most importantly, what you can do about it.
You know, it's interesting because these seemingly small things, a click here, a pops there, that they can actually be early signs of a bigger issue. Something called a temporomandibular disorder, or TMD for short.
TMD.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, think of it as that first little creak you hear in a door hinge that gets a lot of use.
Okay, so let's break this down a little bit. So that hinge you're talking about, that's our temporomandibular joint, or TMJ. It's the connection between our jawbone and our skull, and it lets us do, well, pretty much everything with our mouths, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Balking, eating, yawning, the whole nine yards.
Everything.
It's complex. It's a complex joint, and like with anything complex, sometimes things can go a little bit off.
Exactly. It's like a little biomechanical hiccup.
Exactly. Now, what might surprise some people is just how common these jaw joint issues actually are. We're talking millions of people worldwide experience these symptoms, and even more might have some subtle signs that they don't even really recognize.
Right.
The thing is, what might start as a little click here and there or some minor discomfort can, over time, if left untreated, turn into something a lot more serious.
Absolutely.
That's when it can really impact your life, right? Because a little bit of discomfort can become chronic pain, making everyday things like eating or even talking a real challenge. It can really limit what you're able to do. So tackling it early is really, really key.
Absolutely. And that's why for this deep dive, we have with us Dr. Vernon Kruger. He's a leading expert when it comes to understanding and treating these types of jaw issues.
Right.
Dr. Kruger has really dedicated his career to this and has written a really comprehensive book on the subject called Early Mandibular Repositioning for Temporomandibular Disorders.
And in that book, he really emphasizes this idea of intervening early, that by catching these disc problems, which are often at the root of the issue, early on, we can actually change their course.
Exactly. And I think what's really insightful about Dr. Kruger's work is that he focuses a lot on non-surgical approaches,
Right.
especially using these innovative 3D printed clear aligners. And his research has shown that these can be a really simple yet effective solution for people of all ages who are experiencing jaw joint issues.
So our goal today really is to understand why taking early action on jaw joint problems is so crucial, and how these new 3D printed clear aligners, which experts like Dr. Kruger are really championing, can provide a real solution for people no matter their age.
Absolutely.
And for all of you listening, don't worry, we're going to keep things nice and clear and simple. No throwing around big medical terms here,
Yeah.
just straightforward information that you can understand and use. So let's jump right into this idea of early intervention. Why is it so important when we talk about jaw joint issues? What's the big deal with catching things early on?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, TMD, it tends to get worse over time if you just ignore those initial little signs and symptoms.
Right.
You know, that occasional discomfort that you might feel, it can turn into persistent pain.
Oh, yeah.
And what's even more concerning is that down the line, the joint itself can be damaged permanently.
Okay, so that's definitely something we want to avoid, right?
Exactly. The good news, though, is that research is showing that non-surgical treatments are much more effective when they're used in those early stages of TMD.
Okay.
You know, we're seeing success rates of like 75 to 90% in patients who receive appropriate care early on.
Wow.
So the key takeaway from our listeners here is, you know, don't dismiss those little clicks or pops in your jaw.
Right.
Addressing them early with conservative methods, that's going to give you a much better chance of avoiding serious pain and potentially even surgery later down the road.
That's a pretty strong argument for paying attention to those early signs. Are there any other advantages to taking care of this early on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are financial benefits too.
Okay.
There was a study published in the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery, and it found that managing TMD early with conservative treatments, it actually leads to much lower healthcare costs overall compared to waiting until those problems become severe and you might require more complex interventions.
Yeah.
It really highlights the importance of preventative care. You know,
It makes sense.
catching those problems early can save you a lot of money in the long run.
So it's better for our bodies and our wallets. Now, what about our mental well-being? How does TMD affect our overall well-being?
That's a really important point to bring up because untreated TMD doesn't just affect your jaw, right?
Yeah.
Research has actually shown that chronic facial pain is linked to higher rates of anxiety and depression, even sleep problems.
Wow.
So by intervening early, we can help reduce the impact of TMD on those aspects of your life, which contributes to a better overall quality of life. You know, it's not just about the physical aspect, it's connected to your mental health too.
So taking care of your jaw early can have this ripple effect on your whole health. It's pretty amazing.
Exactly. And this proactive approach to managing TMD, it actually aligns with a larger trend we see in healthcare right now,
Oh, okay.
where the focus is shifting more and more towards prevention, right? Preventing problems before they become big issues.
Right. Makes sense.
Just like, you know, you go to the dentist for regular checkups to prevent cavities or gum disease, same kind of logic applies to our jaw joints.
So early intervention, it's really key. Now, Dr. Kruger's book, it talks a lot about this concept called mandibular repositioning. Can you explain what that actually means? Like for the average person, what does that look like and why is it important?
So mandibular repositioning, that's a core non-surgical treatment that's particularly helpful for people who have what we call disc displacement width reduction.
Okay.
So remember that clicking or popping sound we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
When you open your jaw and then it kind of smooths out as you open wider, that's often a sign that the disc inside the joint is slipping out of place and then popping back in.
Okay.
And that's the reduction part. So mandibular repositioning, what it aims to do is gently guide your lower jaw into a position where that disc can stay in place
Okay.
so it can sit correctly and comfortably.
So the goal is to keep that disc where it should be.
Exactly.
Okay.
We want to restore a more harmonious relationship within the joint itself.
I see.
So that's between the lower jawbone, that cushioning disc, and the socket in the skull.
Okay.
We're kind of trying to restore that
So
balance.
how do you actually go about doing that? How do you move the jaw into a better position?
Well, one common way is to use these things called anterior repositioning splints. They're also known as ARS.
MRS.
So these are custom made. They're like oral appliances. They fit over your teeth and they gently guide your lower jaw forward into a more ideal position.
So what's the benefit of moving the jaw forward a little bit?
Well, the idea is that by bringing the lower jaw forward, we can reduce the pressure on the tissues that are located behind the disc, which are actually quite sensitive.
Okay.
So when that disc is out of place, these tissues can get inflamed and painful.
Right.
So by moving the jaw forward, we can give them a bit of a break, and it also allows the stretched attachments that are holding that disc in place to potentially heal over time.
Yeah.
You can think of it like taking weight off a sprained ankle to give it a chance to recover.
So it's about giving those irritated tissues a rest and allowing them time to heal.
Exactly.
Okay.
And mandibular repositioning, it's not only about splints, it can also involve other types of removable appliances
Oh, okay.
and even specific exercises that you can do for your jaw.
Really?
What's interesting is that for teenagers whose jaws are still developing, this repositioning can actually help guide that growth in a better way.
Wow.
So there's a real advantage there for younger people who are experiencing these problems.
So early treatment for teens can actually have a long-term positive impact. That's pretty significant.
Absolutely. And it's important to keep in mind that this repositioning, it's a non-invasive approach, especially when you compare it to surgery.
Right.
And research has shown that when ARS is used early on for disc displacement width reduction, the success rates are actually really high. We're looking at about 70 to 85% in terms of getting that disc back where it belongs.
That's really good. Okay, so we understand why acting early is so important, and we get this idea of moving the jaw into a better position. Now, you mentioned earlier these new 3D printed clear aligners that Dr. Kruger's work really highlights. How do they fit into all of this? How do they work?
So direct printed clear aligners, they're kind of a really exciting advancement in the field of TMD management. You can think of them as taking what we already know about traditional splint therapy and kind of taking it to a new level of precision.
Okay.
So you have much more control and accuracy with these aligners.
Now, are these the same as those clear aligners that people use to straighten their teeth?
You know, they might look similar at first glance,
Okay.
but the main difference is in how they're designed and what their primary goal is.
Okay.
So these aligners are custom made. We're talking using digital scans of your teeth
Wow.
and really advanced 3D printing technology to create them.
Okay.
And this allows for, you know, very precise shapes that interact with your teeth and your jaw in a very specific way.
I see.
And one of the biggest advantages of these aligners is that they can address both TMD symptoms and any bite issues you might have at the same time.
Okay, so it's like a two-for-one deal almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
So they can gently reposition your jaw while also working to align your teeth.
I see.
The digital design process allows us to, you know, smooth out the surfaces where your teeth meet
Okay.
and even incorporate very specific little features into the aligner that help optimize your jaw joint position.
So it's incredibly personalized.
Absolutely, it
Yeah.
is.
So these 3D printed aligners, they sound like a really advanced and sophisticated tool. Would you say they're helpful for everyone experiencing early jaw issues?
You know, the great thing about these aligners is that they can benefit people of all ages who are dealing with early jaw joint problems.
Okay.
So, whether you're a teenager or an adult, these aligners can be really helpful.
So tell me a little bit more about how they help different age groups. Let's start with teenagers.
Okay, so for adolescents, one of the really cool things about these aligners is they have the potential to actually guide the growth of the jaw.
Really?
So specifically the mandibular condyle, which is the bony part of the lower jaw that fits into the joint.
Okay.
And by guiding the growth, we can address any underlying skeletal imbalances that might be contributing to the TMD symptoms.
I see.
And there's actually been some really interesting research on similar appliances
Okay.
that are designed to influence jaw growth.
Okay.
And they've shown really positive changes in the condylar position. So these aligners work on similar principles.
So that's pretty amazing. I mean, to actually influence how the jaw grows, that's incredible.
Right.
What about adults? Obviously, adults aren't growing anymore, so how do the aligners help them?
Right. So Even though we can't modify growth in adults, these aligners can still be extremely effective.
Okay.
They can help with that disc recapture that we talked about.
Right.
They can reduce pain.
Okay.
And they can improve how the jaw functions overall by optimizing its position and correcting the bite.
So even though they work a little differently, the benefits are still there for adults.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think across all age groups, one of the nice things about these aligners is that they tend to be more comfortable and discreet compared to those traditional bulky splints that people might be used to.
Yeah.
And this can make it a lot easier for people to wear them consistently, which is really important for the treatment to be successful.
Okay.
And we can also use what are called step-back protocols with these aligners.
Okay.
Which is similar to traditional splints. And this involves gradually reducing the amount of jaw repositioning as the patient's condition improves to help achieve that long-term stability.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that the improvements are lasting.
Right. Now, we've talked a lot about why early treatment is so important.
Yeah.
But how does that specifically apply to using these 3D-printed clear aligners?
Well, intervening early with these aligners has the potential to actually halt or reverse early stage displacement.
Okay.
So by addressing the problem right when it's starting, you have a much better chance of avoiding the need for more complex and invasive treatments down the road.
So basically getting in there early can potentially prevent bigger problems from developing.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, think of it this way. In those early stages of disc displacement, the disc itself and the tissues that hold it in place, they're still relatively healthy and intact. So this means that we have a much better chance of successfully repositioning that disc back where it belongs using aligner therapy. The longer you wait, the more stretched and damaged those structures might become, making it more difficult to get things back to where they should be.
Yeah.
So early aligner treatment, it's really about preventing that long-term wear and tear inside the joint itself.
That makes sense. So all of this sounds really encouraging for people who are experiencing those early jaw issues.
Absolutely.
Now, throughout our conversation, you've used a few terms that some of our listeners might not be completely familiar with.
Right.
Like, for example, displacement with reduction.
Yeah.
Or occlusal correction.
Right.
So could you just break those down for us in even simpler terms?
Absolutely. So the temporomandibular joint, or TMJ, as we said, that's that hinge that connects your jawbone to your skull.
Right.
And inside that joint, there's a small little cushion, and that's called the articular disc. So disc displacement with reduction, that basically means that this cushion has slipped out of its normal position.
Okay.
Usually forward. But then it pops back into place when you open your mouth wider. And that popping sound is often the disc snapping back to where it belongs.
So it's like the cushion is briefly out of place and then it pops back in.
Exactly.
And we hear that click.
Right. Now, mandibular repositioning, as we've discussed, that simply means gently guiding your lower jaw to a better position so that disc can stay put.
Right.
And stay comfortable. And then there's occlusal correction. And that refers to fixing any problems with how your upper and lower teeth fit together when you bite down.
Okay.
So sometimes a misaligned bite can actually contribute to those jaw joint issues.
Oh, interesting.
So correcting it can be an important part of the overall treatment. You can think of it like making sure the tires on your car are properly aligned.
Okay.
If they're not, it could put extra stress on the other parts of the car.
Okay, that's a great analogy. So just to kind of summarize everything we've talked about today.
Early intervention is so crucial when it comes to jaw joint issues. If you ignore those initial signs, things can get a lot worse over time.
Right.
These new 3D printed clear aligners offer a simple and effective non-surgical way to address these problems for people of all ages. They work by gently guiding your jaw into a better position, and in many cases, correcting your bite as well.
Right.
So the main takeaway is by dealing with these issues early, you greatly increase your chances of preventing them from becoming more serious and potentially avoiding more invasive treatments later on.
So for anyone listening who's experiencing any jaw clicking, pain, or just a feeling that things aren't quite right, it's really important to reach out to a professional and explore those conservative options that we've been talking about today.
You know, it's fascinating when you think about it. We use our jaws all the time, every day, eating, talking, smiling. It just makes sense to take care of any discomfort early on to make sure that this really important part of our body stays healthy and functioning properly for years to come.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into this really important topic. We hope it's given you a better understanding of jaw joint issues and the promising possibilities that early intervention can offer.